We will follow page 4. Page 4. Oh, for those who are new, maybe they haven't done the Anandagiri morning chanting. We will do one morning Anandagiri chanting. Okay. Okay. Yingbi, you managed to find morning chanting, huh? Ah, yeah. The old book is page 19, huh? Oh, sorry, page 18. Huh? Okay, now we start, huh? To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.
Bow.
The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha,
homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One, homage to the Blessed, Noble and the fully enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened one.
Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy in this world with its gods, demons and kind spirits, its seekers and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be realized individually by the wise. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Bow. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four pair, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Bow. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and the passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure, with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action. May all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into the world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the dislike is dukkha. Separation from the light is dukkha. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. In brief, the five focuses of identity are dukkha. These are as follows. Identification with the form is dukkha. Identification with feeling is dukkha. Identification with perception is dukkha. Identification with sense experience is dukkha. Identification with consciousness is dukkha.
For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his life frequently instructed his disciple in this way. In addition, he further instructed the is dukkha impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, formations are impermanent, sense consciousness is impermanent, form is not self, feeling is not self, perception is not self, formations are not self, sense consciousness is non-self, all conditions are impermanent. There is no self in the created or the uncreated. All of us are bound by birth, aging and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Let us all aspire for complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One who long ago attained parinibbana is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of the Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord, the Perfectly Enlightened One, who long ago attained parinibbana, who has gone forth with faith from home to the homelessness, and like the Blessed One, we practice the holy life, being fully equipped with the bhikkhu system of training. May this holy life lead us to the end of the whole mass of suffering. Okay, we pay homage, closing homage to the Triple Gem. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, we can have our group photo now.